Welcome to the Hudson Valley Disc Golf Podcast. My name is Pat Keenan, and I am joined today by three very distinguished gentlemen. First, coming in with a PDGA number of 70748, we are pleased to be joined by the winner of the second annual Last Days of May charity fundraiser in the advanced division, Bart Welch Jr. Good to talk to you again, Bart.
Great to be here, Pat.
How was your holiday?
Oh, I can't complain. You know, we had fun, had a little guy running around like crazy. So it was interesting, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you get in any disc golf?
Barely. I played the day after Christmas. I went and we did like a little impromptu doubles at the Oasis. Mm-hmm. And me and Ryan Kenny got teamed up together and we shot like 14 down or something. We won that. And then other than that, though, I've maybe played twice since Christmas. Didn't even play team challenge this week. I had to work this weekend. So the boys went up to New Hampshire and took a tough loss. But, you know, we'll get them back.
What's the next thing you got scheduled?
I'm going to try and do the fundraiser for Owen on the first.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, as long as I'm off from work, I'm going to try and get out. I think me and Nick might team up and do some doubles.
Nice.
So that's the next thing on the list. So
I want to play that second round with the Zephyr.
Yeah, Zephyr only division. That's awesome.
I think I definitely, because I've never really done that.
Oh, Zephyrs are so much fun to throw.
Yeah. So what are your goals for 2020?
2020, I'm just looking to play as much disc golf as I can. It's going to be tough. Lex and I had recently announced that we're expecting our second child.
Woo!
So, it's
going to
be
a
thanks, man.
Yes, congrats.
Thanks. So we're going to go back to that, you know, staying up all night and not getting a lot of relaxation. So I'm just hoping to get in, I don't know, maybe five or six tournaments for the season and practice as much as I can. But I'm not really sure how it's going to play out. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. That is awesome. All right. So next up, probably not going to beat that, but we have a gentleman with a PDGA number 122203, not to be confused with 86753. The man who took fifth place in the intermediate division at the 2019 Camp Brook Open, driven by Innova, Mr. Andrew Barger, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, man. I'm so glad to be back talking with y'all. It's been too long.
All right. Quick question, Andrew. Innova or Innova?
I say Innova, but I think it's Innova.
Bart?
Definitely Innova for me. Andrew can say however he wants to say it.
All right. How was your holiday season?
It was good. It was good. I visited my mom and my brother for Thanksgiving and then didn't really go anywhere for the New Year's and Christmas. Tried to get some rounds in at Beacon when it wasn't cold. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just try to relax a little bit.
Nice. What's the next event you have scheduled?
I don't have any events scheduled. You know, my brother and I are trying to put together our annual invitational. And mm-hmm. I think we're going to go to Pawpaw, West Virginia.
What is that, the seventh annual Andrew Wants Your Money Invitational?
This is the second annual Milk Money Invitational. Yeah, so we're just trying to get some like logistics together concerning that.
Nice.
But you know, I've been like on UDisc trying to like look to see if there are some events coming up, and there's not a whole lot that I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess as soon as the weather clears up, hopefully I would like to be playing as many tournaments as I can this coming season.
Nice. And what are your goals for 2020?
So I think I'm going to start playing advanced in 2020.
Okay.
Originally I was not and felt like I needed some more time, but when I talked to my brother and he said that he was going to be playing advanced, I can't like let him do that and like me not do that. Trying to like stay on pace here.
No, absolutely.
So I think I'll probably move to advanced this season.
All right. So Andrew and Bart know that we have a mystery guest, but they don't know who it is. So before we get to our third guest, I'd like Andrew and Bart to try and figure out who it be with just a few clues. All right. We're going to go by PDGA number. So Bart wins. And don't yell out the answer. You're going to have a guess. Don't yell anything out because then you just give the other person a chance. So this disc golfer was born in the Bronx, New York. They have a PDGA number of 94,270. Okay. So yeah, disc golfer born in Bronx, New York and has a PDGA number of 94,270. 270. Bart, who you got?
That's really difficult. I'm going to say, based on the Bronx, I'm going to go Yankee fan. I'm going to say Chris Del Bianco.
I'm sorry. Hint number two. He won the 2018 Kisco Classic Ice Bowl in the recreational division. Andrew, who you got?
From the Bronx, which to me could mean like anyone I've ever met in New York. One wreck at the Kisco Ice Bowl. Oh my. It's not Pat Keenan, is it?
No, it is not.
Shit. All right.
Final guess. This is for Bart. He won the 2019 Kisco Classic in the amateur 50 plus division.
Oh man. God, I think he's a lifeline here.
Andrew, does the 50 plus narrow it down? All right, go ahead and take another guess.
Yeah, steal it. You can steal it, Andrew. Go ahead.
Are there any more hints?
Nope. That's the last hint.
What does his name rhyme with?
That's all I got. What kind of car does he drive?
All right, how about this? Mystery guest, why don't you say, I'm from the Bronx.
I'm from the Bronx.
Bart?
That didn't help me.
Andrew, you know.
It's got to be Brent Baisley.
There you go.
Wow, that was like pulling teeth. Thank you, John.
For the record, I think I've come in first in every Kisco tournament I played in,
which is 2018 and 2019, I imagine, right?
Yeah, 2018, I think there was three of us in rec, and 2019, I was the only one in the over 50 to finish.
All right, well,
so I came in first because it wasn't tough competition.
All right, so Brent, Innova or Innova?
Innova. I think it's the start of it's a shortened innovations.
Dang it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Innovations. See? Yeah. Doesn't work, Andrew. Sorry.
That's how I say
no,
it.
No. I don't like it.
From Boston?
All right, so Brent, how was your holiday season?
It was good. I took like 2 weeks off from work. Hosted for Christmas. You had the Friendsmas, I think was a great time. I love those events, you know, Friendsgiving and Friendsmas. I think that went off really well. Got a bunch of disc golf in, even went up to Wilcox, which I'd love to get there more. You know, got to play some of the, test out those new holes, you know, actually with Andrew, the Twilights there.
Yeah. All right, so what's the next event you have scheduled?
I'm not signed up for anything, but I think next weekend or weekend after is a schmo one for Owen, which I really want to support him on that.
Nice. And what are your goals for 2020?
I do want to play some of the courses I hear everybody else, including Andrew and Bart and you, talking about playing. Like, I've never played at Minekill. I've never done Jay Park. Cranberry, you know, seems to be coming on the map a lot. You know, so just playing some more courses. I'd like to take a tour of PA since they keep coming up here and taking our stuff, you know. And from the golf game, it's just I want to work on my accuracy and my psychological game because it just falls apart with the putting in tournaments. So some critical thing I got to work on there.
All right, cool. Bart, first episode of the new year, it's January 20th. Is it officially too late to say Happy New Year?
In my book it is. We have this talk at work all the time, and everybody's coming in, the vendors and stuff. It's like everyone's like, oh, Happy New Year. It's like, no, man, the New Year is like, it's gone. Like, you missed your opportunity to say it.
But what if it's the first podcast of the year and the only one in December was a pre-recorded one?
No.
Not still too
late? Yeah, don't say it to me.
All right.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
You could always say Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year, Bart.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Happy end of January.
Okay.
I think maybe transitioning to welcome to the new year.
Welcome to the new year. You know,
Happy New Year is like 2 weeks after, which we're on the edge of that. And then until the end of January, say, hey, welcome to the new year. That's what I would say in a podcast.
That's a very Switzerland comment to make.
So basically, being hurt and sick all winter, I really kind of lost my interest, we'll say, in disc golf. Although I still played once a week. I'm crazy. But the podcast, you know, I didn't have really a lot positive to say. Not too long ago, I got this. I got to tell you, this is like the first email I've gotten for the podcast. It says, hey, just wanted to thank you for making this podcast and let you know you're doing a great job. I'm relatively new to the sport, and I just finished making my way through all the past episodes. They're a lot of fun and very well done. and I'm looking forward to hearing more. Thanks again. And I was like, thanks a lot. I don't know what the hell to say to that. And he responds with, no problem. I've organized things to try and entertain people before, and I know sometimes it's a thankless job and you wonder if anybody's listening or into it. I hope to hear a new episode soon. I just thought that was awesome. I'm not going to give the guy's name because I don't know if he wants me to give his name, but he knows who he is. He can message. He can come on and be our mystery guest at any point. He gets to pick. But I thought that was kind of cool.
That was so kind.
Well, I think it's a great transition that you've done in here. I love that you're doing these things. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, I know. It wasn't about like that, you know, but I mean.
I'm just trying to make it thank less instead of thank free.
Oh. Less. All right. Well, on that transition, I was going to do some switch over to some current news locally. First of all, Beacon had their first Ice Bowl. Two of the three of us here played there. Andrew and Brent played. Brent, who did you play with?
I played with Chris Yake.
All right. Andrew?
I played with Kyle Flanders.
All right. What division did you play, Brent?
Played the Sentry.
Andrew?
We played in the Advanced Division.
All right. How'd you guys do, Brent?
Exceeded my expectations. We came in tied for second, although I love the Mulligans thing. So we used a couple to gain a few strokes on there. Yeah, so I was happy with how we did on that. And
you gave up, didn't you give up the second place trophy for that reason? You said you guys take because there was only two trophies? Not only, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, since we'd have an asterisk next to ours, I figured, all right, they didn't use any mulligans. So.
Hey, but you gave to charity.
There you go.
Andrew, how did you guys do?
I thought we played pretty good. After the first round, we were a stroke behind the leaders. And then we tied them on the second round, but then a team out of nowhere came, and I forget how much they beat us by, but maybe like three strokes. So we came in third.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it got a lot tougher once the snow started to fall.
Yeah. Oh no, the back nine the back half.
Oh yeah.
Brent, who won your division?
That was Brad, and I forget his partner on there.
Oh, Josh Pallor.
Oh, yeah.
And Brad Ball.
Yeah. Though we did beat them the second round. We had the hot round for our division.
Nice.
So I noticed that when the scores were posted.
When switching to a longer, scores tend to go up, especially at Beacon, especially in that back half, because at that point you're really just trying to stay on your feet and get a par. You know, there weren't a lot of birdie runs, I don't imagine, the back half of that tournament.
Yeah, our score improved. I was not sure we did that. Maybe you had a few more beers the second round? I don't know.
Maybe. And Andrew, who won your division?
Daniel Traeger and Derek Yarrow. Hmm. I've never played with Derek before, but I've played with Daniel a couple times in a couple different tournaments. He's a good player. Yeah, but I didn't even, to be honest, I didn't even know that they were in our division. And it just seemed like they came out of nowhere. But when I'm looking at these scores, I guess we were... Almost everyone was tied after the first round. All right. So it was close.
Just some stats. Seth Urbanek was the tournament director with Cookie and Kyle, the assistants. They raised $3,381 for the Food Bank of the Hudson Valley and $500 for JDRF. So a grand total of $3,881. This was actually Beacon's second fundraiser, the first being a Made in the Glades that benefited Scenic Hudson a few years ago. But I hope this Ice Bowl thing sticks because...
That was a lot of fun.
An Ice Bowl and Dubs at Beacon should have a Dubs tournament just because Sunday Dubs is 11 o'clock Beacon time. Apparently, you guys all got that memo about Beacon time today. all right. But with Seath leaving, somebody else will have to tournament direct. Mr. Guest.
Cough, cough. Somebody will pick it up.
I also want to point out Calverton Sunday Dubs. If you're going to post them, I'm going to read them. So ABC pairing, 18 blue and old 15 for 19 holes, 10 blue as well. All right, sixth place at a plus one, we had Brian Bowe and Greg Sapphire. Fifth place minus one, Adam Wadlington and Tom Budrowitz. We have a tie at third at minus four between Ron Gallardi and Joseph Papagni, I'm sorry. And Kevin Hutchinson and William LaFontaine, without the La. Second place, minus six, we got Filth Raskinator and Billy Bloom. And our winners, minus 10, we've got Jeff Sullivan and Chris Lucier, or Lucier, depending on your pronunciation.
Is Calverton one of the Long Island courses?
It's a very far out, almost to the whale's tail. It's on a former golf course. There are water hazards. It's a very fun course. They got the turf tee pads.
Ooh.
I played the September Dubs tournament that Adam and Jill Walsh run. I usually play that, and it's at Calverton.
Yeah, add that to my 2020 goals. I haven't played any Long Island courses. They seem like they're doing an amazing job out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. So what other events we got? Well, I think Bart, you were the first one to mention it. Schmoen for Owen. It's to celebrate Owen Jr. and to help his mom and dad with his care. That is February 1st. So it's a round of dubs and a round of singles. Round one is double T, double basket, double doubles.
Whoa.
And then round two is
in the dark.
Just a round. It's a separate round, singles, Zephyr only, or regular.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I'm definitely planning on going. I don't have a partner.
You want a partner?
But
I don't have a partner either.
Ooh.
Andrew beat me to it.
Y'all can play together. Well, I played with Pat last time.
Yeah, you guys. Well, why don't you guys play together? I played with Andrew last time. No, you guys play, and then...
Yeah, Brent, I'll be your partner.
You know.
Sounds sweet. Good. Look, Pat's getting in the dating business now.
It's $30 a person, and they do encourage you to bring prizes for, like, anything. Just prizes. All right. Skylands had their tag release. They had 57 people. That is great. That's probably why we only had 5 at Sunday Dubs this week, Brent.
Nothing to do with the snow.
Well, no, they had 57 in right up, you know, in Warwick.
Yeah. So,
and then, the Jay Park Ice Bowl, that's February 8th. That's also a doubles event, but that's full. It has a wait list. And I'm actually playing in that.
It's got a wait list?
Yeah, it was like 9, I think, last
week. Bummer.
I don't know how you can have an odd number in a dubs event, but
right.
I might not have read it right. So, but since everybody's back, the idea here is I have a trivia game, if you guys are interested in playing. The rules of the game consists of 18 questions in 3 categories. The players get to pick their category, but not the specific questions. Basically, they're going to go in descending order no matter what. So you can say the category, but you're going to get the next question available. Questions will get progressively harder from 1 to 6 in each category. The first 3 are worth a point. The last 3, 2 points. The order will change every 6 questions so that, you know, each of you guys get a chance to go first. Okay, that's actually not as many as I thought. Okay, so the categories are going to be disc golf, not disc golf, and because we just talked about it, snow. And the order, until otherwise determined, Bart gets lucky, we go PDGA number.
Unbelievable.
Because right. I haven't figured out anything. Stuff in order yet. All right, so Bart, you get to pick... one of the categories once again, disc golf. Actually, it's disc golf, snow, and the not disc golf category, I will tell you, it's a category called more or less. So your answer is going to be more or less. All right, so go ahead and pick.
I'm going to go disc golf.
Disc golf, okay. Sorry, let me just make a note here.
I have a rules question. Okay. If someone... answers their question incorrectly,
I'm sorry, I meant to say that. So if Bart answers incorrectly, mm-hmm. if it's not a yes or no, true or false, one or the other question,
right,
those can't, no, you know what I mean, because it's but if he answers incorrectly, the next person, which in this case would be Brent, would go would get the chance to answer it, and so on, unless again the quantity of the answers runs to where it's only one option left. Does that answer your question, sir?
It does.
The question, Bart, disc golf?
What are we waiting on?
Yeah, my question.
Waiting on you, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Bart, I'm just going to start that again. Bart, what category would you like to pick?
I'm going to go disc golf, Pat.
All right. Disc golf, question one. What company did Paige Pierce sign a contract with this offseason?
That would be, what is Discraft?
What, you do not have to answer in the form of a quiz. All right. Brent, your choice. Disc golf, not disc golf, or snow?
Not disc golf.
All right, not disc golf. The more or less category. Brent, are there more years of bad luck in a Stevie Wonder song or days in the week according to a Beatles song?
8 days a week. I'm going to go with the Beatles song.
That is correct. 8 days a week, 7 years of bad luck, superstition.
Woohoo!
All right. Andrew, disc golf, not disc golf, or snow?
I'll go with snow.
Wow, you guys are trying to get the very easy point. All right, Andrew, what legendary figure, this is for Del Bianco, I'm sorry. What legendary figure did Philadelphia Eagles fans pelt with snowballs in 1968?
I think that would be Santa Claus.
Correct.
Brotherly love.
All right. One round, through one cycle, everybody has a point. Bart, what category would you like?
I'm going to go disc golf for 200, Pat.
Okay, this is going to be a tough one for you, sir. Whose voice was the very first to be heard on the Hudson Valley Disc Golf Podcast?
Oh, was that me doing the intro? What is me doing the intro?
Yes, it was. You can't answer with a question in your voice, man.
Final answer.
You actually asked a question where you were the answer. That was awesome.
See, I would have guessed Pat Keenan.
No, because I called him up and I said, dude, can you leave me an intro? And he was awesome enough to do it. Brent, category.
Let's go with disc golf.
All right. Disc golf for Brent. Name three tournaments held by Disc Cap each year.
Three tournaments held by Disc Cap?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know what they I don't know anyone which three tournaments anyone has here. I don't know. Mind Kill, Cranberry. I don't know what the third was. Jay Park. Wild guesses.
All right. You are not correct, sir. Andrew, would you like to take a guess?
I'm going to answer your question with a question. What is disc cap?
It's kind of like a hat.
In the capital region. It's like Wedge or Beacon or Skyline. Club in the capital region.
I'll just end my answer there.
Okay. Bart, you got a chance to steal this one.
Well, I know the Jay Park Jammer. Okay. I am going to say the what's the one in the one that I won in Stonyhill? Is that Last Days of May? I don't know if they still run that, but I know they did it a few times. Is that Last Days of May?
Nobody here wants to help you, man.
Oh, how about April Showers? Let's go Jay Park Jammer, April Showers, and Mindkill Disc Golf Championship. I'm going to go with those.
Ooh, good change, because I don't know if I would take the Last Days of May, because I do think that stopped a couple years ago. But
I know they did at least three of them.
Yeah, you definitely get the point on that. And now it is Andrew's turn.
I'm going to go with not disc golf.
Not disc golf, more or less. Which show has been on for more years, Saturday Night Live or Monday Night Football?
I'm going to say Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live first aired in 1975, Monday Night Football in 1970.
Oh, I'll never win now.
Back to the beginning. Wait a second. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait a second. Is it 6? Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to change the order because I think it's only fair. Brent, you're going to select disc golf, not disc golf, or snow.
Let's go with the not disc golf.
Not disc golf, more or less. Which number is larger, the total number of horses to win the Triple Crown or the number of herbs and spices in the Colonel's secret recipe at KFC?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the herbs and spices.
There are 11 herbs and spices, but 12 horses have won the Triple Crown. Ooh,
that was tough. Tough question.
I was because I was thinking it might be one of those trick questions. Was there a repeat horse? And that would reduce the number.
Because the way I asked the question, that's actually good thinking. Bart, you're up.
Disc golf.
Disc golf. Who won the 2019 Warwick Disc Golf Championships presented by Dick's Sporting Goods?
That would be Andrew Fish.
You are correct. And just a reminder, those are worth 2 points. Andrew.
Snow.
In the 1969 special Frosty the Snowman, what were Frosty's first words upon coming to life?
Happy birthday. Boom. Boom.
You gotta say it to the happy birthday.
Brent,
he didn't come to life and say happy birthday.
Happy New Year.
I thought he would have said smells like carrots, but that's
Brent, your next pick.
Let's go with disc golf.
Disc golf. How many PDGA World Championship titles does Ken Climo have? How many PDGA World Championship titles does Ken Climo have?
Jeez, that's going back. I'm going to say 6.
Bart, do you have a guess?
12.
Correct.
Well, there you go. Half a dozen. I was so close.
Bart.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We got more disc golf questions. <I'll take
them. laughs> Bart, in which U.S. state will the 2020 PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships be held this year?
It'll be Utah.
All right. And for bonus, in what city?
This is going to bother me. I know I'm not going to get this right now. I don't have it.
All right. I'll pass. Andrew?
Hold on. My Google's loading. I don't know.
Brent? Utah.
Almost positive begins with an E. But it's like Emporia.
Oh, no. That's Kansas, right?
Oh.
The glass blown or the other championships.
Does Eureka sound right?
Oh, okay.
Is that a place?
That's in.
I've heard of that.
It's a place, but that's not it.
It is a place.
Yeah. It's Ogden, Utah.
Ogden, yep.
Okay, yeah. So I'm thinking a different tournament then.
All right. So we still have two categories left. I believe Bart selected. So Andrew, not this golf or snow.
Can I get like some where we're at the points on this?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Bart has a lot, me and you have one.
Bart has 9. Andrew has 2 and Brent has 1.
And there's no more disc golf questions for Bart?
No.
Perfect. I'll take not disc golf.
All right. Question 4. Which of the following is further? A trip around the bases in Major League Baseball or a goal line to goal line run in NFL football? Which is further? And it's goal line to goal line.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's like 90 feet to first. I'm assuming that's the same to third. I'm going to say a trip around the bases.
A football field is 100 yards. A baseball, and that's not including the end zones. That's from the goal line to the goal line. A trip around the bases, 90 feet times 4, 360, which is 120 yards.
Boom.
Oh, yes. 2 points for Andrew. All right, Brent.
We'll go on. Not disc golf? Are there questions left there?
Yes, there's 2. Oh, wait. You could keep track of what hole we were talking about in the last one. You can't figure out 3 categories. yes, we got not disc
golf. I was just trying to take the disc golf questions away from Bart.
Fair enough.
I didn't need to get them right. I just didn't take them away from him.
We got not disc golf and snow.
Yeah, not disc golf.
Not disc golf. Which movie trilogy had a longer total theatrical runtime? Back to the Future or Star Wars, the original trilogy, as they were released in theaters?
So Back to the Future wasn't supposed to be a trilogy, as I know, so they split the second 2 movies. I'm going to go with the original Star Wars.
You are correct. Each of those was over 2 hours. None of the Back to the Future movies reached the 2-hour mark.
All right.
That was good.
Good guess, Brian. Good guess. Pat yourself on the back.
And Bart, we still have a question in not disc golf, and we got most of the category for snow.
I'll do the not disc golf.
All right. Which number is larger, the total number of people to walk on the moon or the number of World Series in which Yogi Berra played? Which number is larger, the total number of people to walk on the moon or the number of World Series in which Yogi Berra played?
I'll go with Yogi.
12 men walked on the moon. Yogi went to 14 World Series.
Damn.
Oh.
All right. Andrew?
And snow is the only category that's left?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to ask.
I'm going to go with four.
Question three in snow. What U.S. state advertised the greatest snow on Earth on its license plates?
Oh, boy. Colorado?
Brent, would you like to?
Dang it.
My first guess was Colorado. Greatest snow on Earth. Nebraska?
Bart?
I don't know. Let's go with Alaska.
All right. Well, it is actually the state in which the 2020 PDGA Professional Disc Golf Championship.
Utah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Man.
Yeah.
Sounds like a disc golf question to me.
That was my third guess.
So we got last cycle.
I'm up.
You're up. Okay, Brent.
I'll go with snow.
Brent's going to go with snow. If listed alphabetically, which of Snow White's dwarves comes last? If listed alphabetically, which of Snow White's dwarves comes last? Don't make any dirty comments.
I'm going to have to go with Sleepy. No, Sneezy. Sneezy.
Final answer?
Final answer, Sneezy.
Correct.
All right.
All right. And that means sure. Bart should be up, correct? What name is given to the snowman in the song Winter Wonderland? What name is given to the snowman in the song Winter Wonderland?
They were disc golf questions. Snowy.
Andrew, would you like to
take this? In the meadow, we can build a snow and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Correct.
Wow.
Parson Brown.
Bart, you were way off, man.
Paul McBeth was probably a good answer, but.
All right, Andrew, you get the final question. The Donner Party was trapped by a snowstorm in what mountain range?
The Rocky Mountains.
Can you be more specific?
The Donner Pass. That can't be wrong, right?
Well, it wasn't named that at the time.
Semantics.
It was short ravine.
I think that's all I got.
Brent?
Andrew took all I got.
Mark?
The Eastern Rocky Mountains.
We're looking for the Sierra Nevada.
You guys. Sierra.
Man. I need a half point on that.
All right. So I got Bart with 11,
wow.
Andrew with 6, and Brent with 5. The question is, should there be a final?
So Andrew and I tied Bart.
Yeah, what do you know? Bart wins another podcast game.
Yeah, I'm over here playing Cali. You guys are playing Dubs.
All right. Well, congratulations, Bart, on being the first winner of, I don't know, whatever this is called. Before we go, I got an upcoming topic. Non-traditional. I was talking about with Brent yesterday. Non-traditional disc golf games. Like do a whole thing on like Wolf, mm-hmm. Safari.
Ooh, that's good.
That ripped card game, mulligan rounds, anything like that. So if anybody has any other games like that or, you know, just...
For sure.
Let me know. You guys, anybody who's listening, let me know.
Yeah, well, you got the Raz, Shenanigans, Mob yeah. Golf. I guess those are variations.
Exactly. So I just thought that might be a fun topic.
Worst disc?
Oh, man.
Well, that
I have played that once. It was not fun.
I would imagine, well, maybe we'll have to do like a debate on that because I think that is the worst. All it can do is form animosity.
We may have to actually go out and play these and
you guys, did either of you guys have anything on the pro? You guys were talking about some guy. I have no idea.
Brody Smith.
They got all the followers.
Yeah. He's like a YouTube guy. He does a bunch of like ultimate frisbee, trick shots.
He was like a big time pro ultimate player. And then I guess he had like some injuries stuff. So he started just doing like trick shots, and he's like a media guy now, and he just has like tons of followers on all his social medias.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, if you have a lot of followers, you get to be sponsored by Discraft. So that'll be cool. That's good. You know, this could be a situation where you know now he's getting more exposure. You know, this could be the guy that like gives us the exposure we need to the right people, since he has so many followers and so many past sponsors and stuff like that. So all joking aside, it's probably a really, really awesome thing for disc golf.
Yeah. I'm sure he's like the first pro tournament that he plays. He'll probably be on the future card for sure.
Be one of those guest players at the very least.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he put up a video where he threw like some like 500 feet. He's with like Emerson Keith and he like threw a 500 foot drive. I'm not saying he's like going to be great at disc golf, but
you could see a lot of people that have ultimate backgrounds are really good with, you know, like little get out of trouble shots and lots of forehands, backhands. And I'm sure the skills will translate. He just needs time to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch he goes out there with like an ultra star and just like shred me, just like shreds Maple with like an ultimate disc.
With the Zephyr.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you, Andrew, Brent, and Bart, and hopefully it'll be a little quicker between now and the next episode. But in the meantime, sweet up Hudson Valley.
Crushmar.
We say Crushmar.